An Ideal Requirement by William Jennings Bryan, Edison Records. I can conceive of a nation of destiny surpassing the glories of the present and the past. A destiny which meets the responsibilities of today and measures up to the possibilities of the future. Behold, it is perfect, resting securely upon the foundation stone, quarried by revolutionary patriots from the mountain of eternal truth, a republic of crying in practice and proclaiming to the world the self-evident proposition that all men are created equal, that they're endowed with inalienable rights, that governments are instituted among men to secure these rights, and that governments derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Behold a republic in which civil and religious liberty stimulate all to earnest endeavor, and in which the law restrains every hand uplifted for a neighbor's injury. A republic in which every citizen is a sovereign, but in which no one cares to wear a crown. Behold a republic, standing erect by an empire all around, bowed beneath the weight of their own armaments. A republic whose flag is love, while other flags are only fear. Behold a republic, increasing in population, in wealth, in strength, and in influence, solving the problems of civilization, and hastening the coming of a universal brotherhood. A republic which shapes goals and dissolves aristocracies by its violent example and gives light and inspiration to those who sit in darkness. Behold a republic, gradually but surely becoming the supreme moral factor in the world's progress and the accepted arbiter of the world's disputes. A republic whose history, like the path of the just, is as the shining light that shines more and more under the perfect day.